Just like Randy said, it's a tough time, a rough time right now, but I want to encourage you. Okay? I want to encourage you this morning. And they told me to just give a little word, but I got a message for you. Okay? All right? Because let me tell you, God is still on the throne. It doesn't matter what has happened. God knew before we knew that he knew what was going to happen. So let me tell you about God and what God does for us. And I want to give you a sense of hope this morning. I want to give you a sense of peace this morning. Now, I like to walk around, but Steve told me to stay right here. So I'm going to hold on to this. But God has got to be number one. Okay? That's number one. Number two is what God did for us in sending his son Jesus for us that we could have a life to the fullest till it overflows. That's what the word says. Number three, and what he did on the cross, and as he hung his head and died for you, for me, for everyone. That was just amazing. Because he said, even though you make mistakes, even though you sin, even though you fall, guess what? I already paid the price for you. Okay? So, as we move forward, I want to bring to you a simple scripture. Everybody probably knows it. I learned this at an early age growing up, probably because my dad was a pastor, so that's probably why you better learn this, Tim. But Psalms 23. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. See, Davis, the psalmist, was saying here, and he was talking here, and he brought this forth because he knew that we were going to go through trials, we were going to go through something, and he already knew that. And situations were going to come up, but he was saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." That's what we have to go to first. In a time like this, we have to go to the Lord, who is our shepherd and who is there for us. Okay? All right, so the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So we don't even have to worry about anything else. We don't even have to come up with anything else. We already know that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I don't have to worry about anything else. I don't have to worry and look at somebody else and go to somebody else for an answer because the Lord is my shepherd. Okay? I get a little excited when I talk about this, so excuse me this morning. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Look at what he's going to do for us. He's going to give us green pastures. Okay, so green pastures in our lives is things, okay, something may be going wrong, and then all of a sudden something changes because we turn to him because he's our shepherd. When we're going through this time right now, let me tell you something. Randy hit it. Do not gossip, please. Don't gossip. Listen, number one, what? The Lord is my shepherd. That's who we turn to. And that's how we become unity together. It's because of him. Yeah, you can sit there, we can point fingers, we can do this, we can do that. But let me tell you something. God is number one. He doesn't care about all that other mess. He doesn't care. What he cares about is that we turn towards him. Okay? So he leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. This is what I love right here. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I can know that I know that I know because he died on the cross for me and he's done everything for me. I know even though I go through something, even though I can't make it, I know that God is with me. I know it. I want to encourage you this morning. Don't gossip. And know that you know that you know. Because when you pick up this word, I'm telling you, the word comes alive. That's what the word says. It comes alive and it's well within me. It's within my soul. It's within my mind. It's within my heart. Woo! When you see me up on the congas, bongos there. Bongos are the little ones, okay, guys? Congas are the big ones. So when you see me on those, and I'm praising the Lord, man, there's something about praising God. There's something about it. Because I know that I know who's my Savior. Okay, let's move on. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And how do we know he's with us? Because what he did, we sang about it this morning. What he's done. What he's done. All the glory, all the honor goes to him because of what he's done. So now, for I will not fear no evil, for he is with me. His rod and his staff. Look at his rod. We got something here. We got something here that is going to help us, that is going to strengthen us, that is going to bring us out in a time of trouble. We've got something. That's the word of God. That's where you go to. You don't go to your friend and start talking about a situation. You go to God and talk to him about it. If you want to gossip to God, go ahead. I'm telling you right now, he's not listening. But listen, this is what he's going to do. If we, as a church, come together in unity, this is what he's going to do. He said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. See, the enemy wants to drag us down. The enemy, the Bible says, he comes to seek, to kill, and to destroy. But God came that we can have life. God came, if we turn towards him, God will. God will. God will. God will. Amen. Turn things around. Yeah. I'm telling you, in this next season, I believe in God for miracles. Amen. I believe in God to turn things around like we've never seen it before. I believe in God to be the head and not the tail in our lives. I believe in God to be on top and not beneath. I believe in God that the enemy's not gonna get to us because the blood of Jesus that surrounds us. The Bible says the blood is so wide the devil can't get around it. It's so low the devil can't get under it. And it's so high the devil can't get over it. When you surround yourself with God, and who he is, that enemy cannot win. You win with Jesus Christ. Woo! Man, God is good. You and me. All right, let me hurry up. All right, here we go. So, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Oh, man. Okay, so if you turn to God, he's going to give, I'm telling you, he's going to give you an overflowing cup. I'm not saying that you're not going to have sorrow. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that tough times aren't going to come. That's not what I'm saying. But the Bible tells us what to do with it. When? Because it's going to happen. When it happens. Okay? So I'm not up here to tell you Whatever feeling you're feeling right now, I'm not saying don't feel that. I'm giving you something that you can ride on. Okay? Something that you can ride on. Something, what do they say? Something you can hold, hang your hat on or hang your coat on. Giving you a shelf. I'm giving you a pole to hang it on. So, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's one more scripture I want. But this is what I want you to know. We're still believing this on the wall. Experience God. Walk with others. And serve the world. We're still believing God for that. Nothing has changed. Okay? Even in the process, as we go forward, nothing has changed. I believe more so than ever, we have fell on our knees as a board and we're believing God for a big miracle. We're believing God for big things. But it takes unity. We can't be separated. We got to come together. The last verse I want to give you encouraging. It says in Philippians, Paul was speaking to the Philippians here. Chapter 4, verse 6, he says, do not be anxious about nothing. Don't be anxious about nothing. And he already said that. Not because y'all are not going to believe me. I'm going to tell you. Let's go to Matthew 6. Matthew 6 and 25, he says, therefore, Jesus here said, therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. It is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. See, he's telling us not to be anxious about nothing. When we're going through this time, don't be anxious about it. Don't worry about it, because we're going to allow God to take care of it. That doesn't mean we don't pray, because we've got to pray. That's the only way we can have him and allow him to do it. We got to pray. We got to pray. We got to become a church that prays. I'm not talking about in public. I'm talking about when you wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm talking about when you wake up at 4. I'm talking about every time you think about it, that you're praying in your spirit. You're believing and you're trusting God. So let's go on. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So we're giving thanks. Okay, you say, well, God, man, I'm going through this situation. How do I give thanks in this? You think about what he did on the cross for you. Man, God, there ain't nothing. What you did on the cross for me. And what I'm going through is little compared to what you did. So, Paul said here, to let your requests be made known to God. If we are gossiping, and that's the first place we go, how do we let our requests be known to God? We don't. Because we already told somebody else how we feel. Go ahead, tell God about what you feel like. God will take care of you. Okay? So, verse 7. And the peace of God. The peace of God. I'm going to tell you, when you get on your bending knees, when you work, open the Word of God, I don't know what it is, but you get the peace that everything's going to be all right. You get that encouragement. encouragement that no matter what I'm going through, everything's going to be all right. And that's what it says here. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. We don't understand everything. We're not going to understand everything. But I'm telling you, when you put your hands in the hands of the man that stilled the waters, when you put your hands in the man that calmed the seas, when you put your hands in the man that did everything for us, and when we're going through trials and situations, God will bring you out. Hallelujah. 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 He said in his word, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, your mind will get right. If it was wrong, it will get right. Hallelujah. Come on up, worship team. So, this morning, we're believing God. Okay? We're believing God. One thing I want you guys to do, and truly do it, pray for the Lord. Okay? Pray for us. We don't have all the answers. We're flesh. We make mistakes. Okay? But pray for the Lord, please. Don't go around talking. Don't go around gossiping. Pray for the Lord. I'm telling you, in this next season, God's going to do something. God's going to do something. We have a little bump in the road, but that's not compared to what God wants to do in this church. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yeah, come on. Hallelujah. One thing I want to do, this is off script, is I want to pray for the sick right now. I believe in miracles. I believe the impossible. And I'm telling you, if you are going through something right now, and I don't know why it came in me, but if you're going through something right now, God wants to heal you. You remember the God that I talked about? The God that brought his son Jesus here for us? He's here for us. And he's here for you. So if you're sick and you feel not you're not well, just stand on your feet. If that's you, don't be embarrassed. Hallelujah. Prayer warriors, guys, just lay hands on these individuals. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word to come to you and you would help us. Father, I'm asking you to bind that evil spirit that hinders the mind, that hinders the thoughts. Lord, I'm asking you to go in right now and touch the lives of these individuals. Father, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, a complete healing in the name of Jesus, that when they go back to the doctor will wonder what happened. And they can tell him that it's about you. So God, we love you today. And we say thanks for loving us. Thanks for doing what you do. And we're believing miracles. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know if we're going to sing a couple more songs or one more song. I don't know. Stand to your feet. I'm going to give a prayer for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I really want you to grab hold of God. He's our Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's come back to unity. Let's come together in a time like this. Not separate us, but come together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for who you are. We thank you because you already knew what was taking place and what was happening before we even knew it. But God, we realize and we understand that you're in control. And Father God, as we go forward, help us to remember that it's not about us, but it's about you. As that song says, it's all about you, Jesus. And so, God, we're just going to thank you. We're going to come to you with gratitude and praise and worship to you. And when we worship, it's not, I know it's not just talking about coming to worship service, but worshiping you throughout our day, in our minds, in our thoughts, what we say and how we say it. Lord, that we'll just worship you. And so, God, we give you praises. Lord, I believe that good is going to come out of this. I believe that a miracle is going to happen. And Father, that good things are going to happen. Lord, I pray right now for the staff. I pray and I lift them up right now in the name of Jesus that you'll be with them. And so God, your anointing be up on this church. And as we come into unity, Father, we will see growth like we never seen before. Father, because the most important thing is reaching people for you, letting them know what you did on the cross and that you gave us grace, that you give us understanding, that you give us wisdom, and that we can go to you and know that you'll take care of us. So God, we love you. We say thanks for loving us. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.